Welcome to the ladies' room. I need your help.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Good to see you too, Mary.
Okay, so we have brought this up before. I've lost a little bit of weight.
Yep.
When you lose weight, you fit in those clothes. Or I lost weight, now I'm fitting these clothes I haven't for a while. So now I have a plethora of outfits that fit. But I don't think I've ever gotten rid of anything, any style. And like I have bell-bottom jeans, I have tight jeans, I have like 1995 called They Want Their Things Back.
First of all, bell-bottoms are back.
Okay, so
the bigger the better, the tighter the sweater.
I did have somebody tell me that about the jeans, like they're not out of style. Just wear whatever style you have.
Yep.
You know, and the rips in them are not the ones that came that way. They are ripped because they're so old.
That's great. Even better.
That's in style as
vintage.
Well.
Vintage.
Yes.
But I have way too many. I have too many jeans. I was going through my tops. My closet is... And I don't, it's not like I have a lot of money to spend on a lot. It's not like, you know, oh, you have so many clothes. If I buy something new on sale, I don't get rid of anything.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling really cluttered in my closets and my drawers, like so cluttered.
Yeah.
And I look at things and I think they're cute and I think I'll wear them once. How do I get rid of them without just not even looking? Because I'll pull something, I'm like, I'm not going to wear that. I'm not going to wear that. And then I think, but I might. That might look good with this.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we've talked on the show, you know, the podcast before about, well, I have this many jeans and I have this many tops. That's not what this is about. This is about Mary, like, actually parting with these things.
Yes. I want to create space.
Yeah, like you had mentioned to me at some point that you had these really cute pair of shoes and you won't get rid of them because they're really cute, but every time you put them on, they're like, they're not cute.
They don't
and I don't have anything to wear with them.
Right.
Why do I have them?
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, it's a lot of people get emotionally attached to things, whether it's clothes, whether it's clutter, whether it's, you know, dolls from when you were little, like all kinds of stuff. Like my best friend just had to go from house A to house B.
Yeah.
And our job when the girlfriends came over, now we're talking stuff in the basement, 4 years, covered in dust, box never opened, right? And we're bringing this stuff up, and she's starting to open this. And at one point, I said, don't go through it, or we will be here all day, and you will never get rid of anything. I was like, I'm taking this box, and it's going to the dumpster. And she got, like, super panicky, and I get it. I watch Hoarders, which is not, which is not who she is.
Yeah.
But I was like, you have not looked at this stuff in 4 years. If it has been that long, you don't need even a year. Like my cutoff is, I haven't worn that in a year.
Yes.
I'm not, there's no, and I'm not talking seasonal. Like,
you know, like even
I
a
didn't
year,
wear
like I have things I haven't worn in like many years. And then I'm like, oh, there's that shirt. Yeah, like if you haven't worn it in a year, it's gone. Like you're done.
Yeah. And I'm
really
like, if I say, well, I wore this dress two summers ago, but not this summer.
Yeah.
Out. Mm-hmm. It's got to go.
I'm doing a little bit of that right now. I'm going through my closets. The little closet that we have in our master bedroom is bleeding over into the guest room and bleeding over into boxes and bins. Mm. And I said to my husband months ago, I said, I need you to go to whatever store and get me two or three of these big plastic tote bins. And I gave him the size, like these big, huge tote bins. And what I've been doing lately is I'll pull something out of the closet and go, does this fit me? Physically put it on and go, no, it doesn't fit me. Either it's too big, too small. I'm not going to sit and wait until I lose the weight to fit into it. Because even by then, maybe it may not fit just right. I'm rationalizing a lot of my keeps and giveaways. Like I'm looking at these pair of jeans going, as dumb as this sounds, does this bring me joy?
Yeah.
You know, going, am I going to wear this again? And not rationalizing, going, oh, there might be a thing where I could, I'm saying no. Am I going to potentially wear this on a semi-daily basis? And the same goes for totally brain cramp there. You know, I mean, like I even have maternity clothes. Yes, I'm hanging on to those because dang it, those things are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not wearing it or cause you pain, like those shoes, I got rid of a boatload of shoes. That's what it was. I got rid of a boatload of shoes because I went, these are cute. I've worn them a couple of times, but I've only worn them a couple of times because they pinch my toes. The pair I'm wearing right now, I'm trashing them because they're pinching my toe.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Yep.
Okay.
But I have a question about the bins.
Mm.
So you're asking to get bins. Are you looking to store these things or are you putting things in bins to give away or to sell or to donate. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you were going to put them away. No,
oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Asking for bins for me is like a no-no unless you're storing summer and winter. That's the only thing I do with bins. It's like, I don't want to start grabbing stuff and going, hell yeah, but you know, there's that Christmas party coming up and this glitter dress, sure, you know, that I've never worn will certainly be cute for that one time.
The bins are actually for my mental organization. I've had a bin in our bedroom going, get rid of it, but it didn't have a place. So now I'm identifying the place. I have certain like thrift stores that I'm working with where I'm like, okay, I'll bring it there and they don't take it. I bring it to the next place. And the next place is in the town where I live, just this thrift store. Mm-hmm. And their policy is if it sells within X amount of time, it's a consignment shop. If it sells within X amount of time, we'll cut you a check. Just give us a call once a month. See if you have a check. I think it'd be like $20 off of a handful of things I brought them. But, and here's the cool part about this particular store is if it doesn't sell within set amount of time, it becomes property of said store and it's theirs. Mm-hmm. So that takes the whole, okay, what do I need to do with this now factor of where I need to donate it? Because it's already been donated. They have like a charity or whatever they work with. So I'm like, it's out. And I think I've asked you guys before. I said, hey, I have these clothes. They're you're kind of in style. They're kind of your deal. It doesn't fit me right. Do you want them? And I've had a couple of, I'll take this or, no, I have enough. And that's where I stop. And then I go, okay, thrift it or Poshmark it or whatever it, like, get it out.
Yeah,
you need to separate yourself and say, not mine.
All right. So if something doesn't fit is what I'm hearing from you, Amanda, then instead of hanging on to it in case I fit in it again,
which a lot of women do.
Yeah.
And then I'll say I should probably pack it up and donate it instead of hanging on to it, put it aside in case, well, I might grow back into these again. Give it away and then, or donate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I do need something new in a new size, just go out and buy a new one.
Right.
Yes.
Is my mother's whole thing is her philosophy is always nothing new comes in unless something old went out.
No, everybody, my friend Linda says it all the time and I can't.
Right. But that, but we want to help you with that. That is, do not be upset with yourself. That is a physical and a mental affliction. It is hard for you to part with these things because you spent your money on them.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
I wonder if that's what it is.
It's still cute.
Like a money thing or some kind of a thing where I feel like I'm not going to have enough.
I've worked my whole life. I have all these cute clothes. I spent money on them. Why should I give them away? Because you don't need them anymore. You haven't worn it in a year. You haven't worn it in 2 years. You're not going to let somebody else have the joy of wearing that cute shirt.
Oh, that's cute.
And
okay.
Those cute
you
shoes.
Say it like that.
Now, here's my thought is this may sound totally cuckoo and out the window, but maybe some of the items you're hanging on to. I know this is true for me. I have a bin of the get rid of it pile or whatever that are sizes that don't fit me that subconsciously I'm going, I'm not going to hold on to this in the hopes that I get there. If I get there, great, awesome. I mean, like I'm a size 14, 16, whatever. Yep. I have no problem admitting that. I have a pair of size 8 jeans I haven't worn since I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have them?
Exactly.
That's college.
But for me,
that's a size. That's not a size thing. That's like, why do I have these freaking things from college?
What I'm thinking is maybe this is the cuckoo part is maybe it's harboring negative energy. As weird as that sounds of like, oh, maybe I'll fit in that someday.
Mm.
And then you kind of think to yourself, maybe. Huh? And maybe it's less of a goal rather than like, I'll try to put on some pants where I'm like, I know this is a 14. I know it's bad. And I get mad at myself and I have to separate myself with the number, with the style and say, it does not fit. I have things that are all kinds of wacko sizes. This dress is a medium. This cover up I'm wearing, I think, is an XL. Everything is a weird. Sizes are weird. So when I see a size that I'm like, maybe I'll fit into that. Maybe this will fit again. I'm a different shape than I was in college. No matter how much weight, how many times I go to a gym, I might be a different shape if I get down to that size 8. So I'm wondering if that piece of clothing may be harboring some negative energy. And every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get there.
Yeah.
And you need to just like part with it, move on and start something fresh and something new. Don't
start getting what I'm trying to tell Mary is don't start getting into the size and don't start getting into whether or not it was in fashion or will be in fashion again.
Or hey, this
just
is cute.
Get rid of it. It is cute for someone else. You don't need it. You have like this kind of stuff drives me nutso.
Tell me why.
And because I am a minimalist.
Yeah.
I have OCD.
Okay.
I like, you know, yeah. Again, do I need all the jeans that I have? I actually do, because they actually do pair differently with different things. But as I moved from one place to the other, I got rid of a lot of stuff. I don't need this. I don't need that. I don't need this. I haven't seen it. It didn't even matter if it was going to fit. Like, I don't care about size and how long I've had. It's just, nope, I've had it too long. It's out.
Okay.
I can't. And one of the reasons my bestie had two of us over there is she knows herself. And she will go through everything and find an excuse to keep it.
I love hearing that you're a minimalist. And I love hearing you say, just get rid of it.
Just, you have to. Just get rid of it.
And this is kind of a same message of like, part with it, move on. This is coming from somebody who's like a borderline hoarder. I have paperwork, like old, you know.
Oh God, don't get me started.
Yes.
Do you know what I have? I have children. I have two sons. Do you know that there's not one picture of them hanging up in my room?
Ooh.
They're hanging up in my office.
Okay.
But I don't do that. I have like maybe three pieces of artwork from them when they were little, mm-hmm. maybe some handprints and their baby books and photos. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't hang on to every macaroni necklace they ever made, every, you know, ashtray they ever put together. I love them, but I have my children and I have those memories. I don't even hang on to that stuff. I have a bin of photos. And if I want to tackle that one day and put some up, I will.
Okay.
But I've never done that. There's like, even in my mom's house, there's like her favorite pictures of the kids, mm-hmm. and that's it. She doesn't hang on to anything, and perhaps I learned from her.
I love that. My jeans, I'll put those aside. It's a bunch of tops and dresses that I haven't worn in a while that I keep thinking I'm going to go back to, and tops and pullovers and things like that that I just need to let go of. And then another, then we will tackle the tchotchka things that I have way too many.
Oh, I'm good with that. I'm good with all that stuff. I'll be like, when's the last time you looked at it, played with it, it brought you any joy, it was displayed anywhere? Bye. See you later.
And I don't know. Yeah. I know this helps me. I don't know how this may or may not help you, but sometimes when I'm going through my closet, I know immediately I'm never going to wear that again. Put it in the bin, get rid of it, bring it to the store. But there are some things like this dress today, I'm probably going to get rid of it. I put it on this morning, and sometimes it takes me going through my closet going, okay, this is my size. It fits. I haven't worn it in a while. Put it on. I immediately look in the mirror and go,
it's got to go.
It.
Yep.
If I immediately go, I don't like it. Not, oh, this could use a belt. This could use it. No.
Okay.
If you hate it, be done with it.
I like that. All right. I like that. Because sometimes I'm like, well, maybe I'll feel better.
And
tomorrow.
I did that this morning. I was like, what if I had a little belt? I'm like, nope, screw it. Yep. I hate it. Get it. Ah.
I say you pull a Joey from Friends and put on a whole bunch of clothes all at the same time.
Okay, I don't remember this episode.
And then just be like, yep, all of these are going to go. Maybe you do need to try on those things, or I just don't want you to do it alone. And I know that there are women listening. If you're feeling like Mary, you're feeling like Amanda, yes. Or if you're like me and you're that friend that's like, get rid of it.
I do. I
it's
feel
going.
I do. I need. I will
absolutely slap your hand.
Need.
I
that.
Will.
Even if you don't come to, if you come to my house, you'll lose your mind. You'd be like, I can't even walk through here. I'm dizzy.
Because I like doing that.
But
stuff,
we could do it like a. We could do it like FaceTime or something.
Mary Cincy fashion show.
That is not happening.
Listen, I'm coming right over. We don't have to wear masks and we're vaccinated.
We're vaccinated.
I am coming over. I'm going in that basement. I'm going in that bedroom closet, and I'll be like, nope. I have.
I do. I feel like I need my girls.
I have worked here for 6 years. If I look at something and say, Mary, not one time have I seen you rock that. It's out. It's gone.
Okay.
I can so do that for you. And I know, and I'm not trying to be mean.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to rush you, and I'm not trying to push it. But I literally am going to be like, don't do that. Don't go through that. Don't try it on. It's gone.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of it.
That's why I'm asking for help.
Yeah.
Like I'm reaching out and asking for help. I'm reaching out.
Well, I'm not
out.
Really sure if Amanda can help you because it sounds like I'm going to have to go to Amanda's house after your house.
I just have a different technique that works for me. Okay. You know, and if I've gotten to a point, and it's been hard. It's been really hard for me because I have that borderline hoarder mentality sometimes. We're like, I need to hold on to this for some completely stupid reason. But lately I'm going through my closet and it's got to a point where I can physically pick it up and go, nope. But some of them, I'm like, this is my size. Put it on. And I go, no. Like, for example, the dress I'm wearing, I put it on this morning and I said, as Marie Kondo as this sound, this does not spark joy for me anymore. I'm over it. And yep. I said, I don't have anything else planned to wear today. So I'm just going to wear it because I'm running late. So I'm going to wear it and be done with it for the day. Gone.
All right. So tomorrow I want a picture from you getting ready of that dress.
Done. Yes.
And you and I, Chantel, yes. that was for Amanda. Amanda with your dress.
Yeah. Then, I am perfect in every way.
Then Chantel.
So I don't have to do anything. No, I'm kidding.
Sure. I you know what? I'm not saying you're perfect.
Miss 37 no. jeans.
I'm not saying that you're perfect.
Got rid of
but
some.
What I'm saying is that this is something you are comfortable doing.
I'm so happy to do it.
Yeah, you're you do it for yourself, so I trust you coming over and helping me.
I'll push your boundaries, and you know, I'm for hire. If you're listening to the podcast, let me know. I am also very happy to go to Staples with you and walk around and organize things.
And for those of you who don't know, Chantel's last name is No.
Yep. Yes. No.